Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Disorderly Conduct.
With your host, Vincent the Bane.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Tomorrow is New Releases Tuesday.
I'll have a whole show dedicated to new music coming out tomorrow. But I will probably also get in some tunes from this live performance that I was witness to this evening. There were some amazing musicians, amazing singers. They did a lot of standards, a lot of covers, and celebrated the life of this guy who passed away. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was cool. But I had to bail and come back over here to the other side of the bay and do this program for you that I call Disorderly Conduct. No, that's not what I call it. I call it Disorderly Conduct. With Vincent the Bay, it's Monday Night Live edition. The lines are wide open, kids. Give me a call. 347-826-7667. Tonight, when I was at the show, I got a chance to... I ran into the Memorials. The Memorials, their band I've been talking about on my show here and playing some of their songs. And they're from Oakland, California. And they just got off a tour. And they're back in town. And they came out, and the drummer, Thomas Pridgen, he performed a little bit during the tribute / jam session. And I got a chance to meet him and meet Nick, the guitar player from the Memorials. And I didn't get to meet Vivica Hawkins, the singer. I think I saw her, but I did see her, actually. I know I saw her, but I didn't get a chance to meet her. But she looked great. She's a good-looking girl. But yeah, it was just a big jam session. My friend Q, he's a drummer for The Coup and a bunch of other bands. He was there. He was jamming. This other drummer, Brian Collier, I don't know how you pronounce it exactly. He was there. He was jamming. There was this one point where he was jamming with some bass player guy. God knows who he was, but this dude was doing some slap bass. He did like a bass solo, but he was just like slapping it like Larry Graham, like fucking crazy. It was nuts. And, yeah, I got some good video. I got some good audio, Some of it came out kind of crappy, but it is what it is. So I'm going to share some of that sometime in the near future. Anyway, my internet is blowing up here. I don't know what the hell is going on here. Here we go. Anyway, Vincent the Bay here, taking calls, 347-826-7667. And, hey, if you want, you can join me over on Tiny Chat. It's tinychat.com/Vincent the Bay. I'm looking over there now, and it looks like Debbie Daly and Cannabis Monk are in the building. Nice to have you folks joining me. If you want to check me out on my show, I'm on right now on Blog Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com/Vincent the Bay. And I am going to paste that into the Tiny Chat because it really is to your advantage to be in both chats, actually, because... what a fucking piece of garbage. Are you kidding me? Ugh. All right, here, let's do this. Here we go. Oh, hey, there's people in the chat room. Cool. Cannabis Monk, Carlito from Mexico, Matilda Blankets, Ms. Ghost, and San Arb. Right on, dudes. Appreciate you guys hanging loose here. I'm trying to give people in the Tiny Chat the link. Oh, I guess new people know what's up. All right. Anywho. It's Vincent the Bay. I'm going to let's go to the live phones here. I got a phone call. 111, you're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Oh, hello. How you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Oh, my name's Bill.
Bill what?
Bill Clinton. And I'm just
Bill
calling.
Bill Clinton. Okay. Hey, Bill Clinton. What's up?
Good. I'm doing good. I just wanted to call to talk to you about that I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Okay.
It's not true. It's not true. And I want everybody to know that I did not do anything sexual with that woman.
That's too bad. You should have. You know, she looked like she has a pretty nice rack.
No, she didn't.
I would have knocked that out of the park myself. Lewinsky, hell yeah. I like him chunky myself. I like a little extra cushion for the pushing myself. Know what I'm talking about? I know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, that's too bad. The number here, 347-826-7667. It's Vincent the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next hour and a half. Call in now, 347-826-7667. I'm going to play some music here from the Memorials. I was talking about them a second ago before I took that call. These kids they're on a mission. And I got to meet a couple of them tonight. They're amazingly talented. And this is a track you can get off of iTunes. It's entitled We Go to War. There's two versions of it. There's a long version and a short version. I'm going to play the epic long version. So if you have an aversion, or if you're a virgin, maybe you want to take a time out and enjoy this from the Memorials. It's called We Go to War. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
I need a run.
Hey, 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 it's Vince of the Bay. Back way here with you. That was the track from The Memorials entitled We Go to War. I'm Vince in the Bay. Taking calls, 347-826-7667. Let's take a second here to thank our chat room chit-chatters. Beach Bum 55, Cannabis Monk, Carlito from Mexico, Matilda Blankets, and Fan Arab. Okay, I probably destroyed it. Beach Bum, I'm sorry you didn't enjoy that music. I liked it. Actually, to tell you the truth, I could probably do without the middle part where it gets all like distorted and crazy. But other than that, I think that song rocks, and I think that band rocks. And I'm going to play more music from them in the future, so you better get used to it. And I might actually be able to play some of the music from tonight. I went to the show tonight. The drummer in the Memorials, the band you just heard that Beach Bum 55 said he didn't like. The drummer, his name is Thomas Pridgen, and he's a young guy, really young, talented guy. He was previously in a band that you might have heard of before called the Mars Volta. And he was the drummer in the Mars Volta for a couple of years. I actually saw him perform with the Mars Volta at Bonnaroo a couple of years ago. But last year, Thomas Pridgen left the Mars Volta, and he's now on his own. He's got his own band now called the Memorials. And you can definitely hear the instrumentation there, which is sort of in some ways reminiscent of the Mars Volta, I think. But it's interesting because Thomas Pridgen, his background is actually in R&B and gospel and hip-hop. And he is just an amazing talent. And he's a monster on the drums. And I think Cannabis Monk, you might dig some of what's going on with the Memorials. Or not. I don't know. If you like the Mars Volta, you'll probably like this band. Except they have a chick singer. And she's hot. She is so hot. She's really, really good looking. And she's cute. And they're all super young. They're all like in their early, mid-20s. Having a good time, having a hoot. Just like we're having a hoot right here, right? Hey, look, Debbie Daly came through the chat room. Good times, good times. And I want to remind everybody who's in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, we also have, for your perusal, the Vince in the Bay Tiny Room chat, Tiny Chat as well. It's the Insider Extreme version of the program. You can check me out and see what I'm doing behind the scenes during the intermission when I'm playing music. You can catch me in there, I don't know, saying more bullshit just while the music's playing. Sometimes I don't, though. Sometimes I just touch myself in front of the camera and wave at people. But if you want to join the fun over there, here, let me copy and paste this into the chat room. There we go. Hey, everybody. There it is. So join the fun. But I would remind you, if you do come over to the Tiny Chat, you're going to want to mute the Tiny Chat and only unmute it when, you know, maybe when the songs are playing or something. because you're going to hear the same thing, but it's going to be delayed and it's going to fuck you up, but whatever. Matilda Blankets. I just mentioned Matilda Blankets right there. Are you talking to me? Matilda Blankets, I did not forget you. I saw you. I'm trying to figure out whether that's the one angry Jew or not. It's kind of like a little, or maybe you're not. Maybe you're legit. I don't know. Matilda Blankets, my apologies. Thank you for hanging out. Appreciate the love. If you want to join me here on the air, you can call in. I got the lines are wide open. Hence, I am vamping. I had a really good time, though, at the show. Oh, my God. It was like an orgy of musical excitement. It was, there was just the whole entire, most of the audience was musicians. Like, seriously, they had, everybody was a singer. There were tons and tons and tons of singers, some really good singers. But this guy that died, oh man, I got to pull up his name. I forgot his name. Fuzzy. That was his nickname, Fuzzy. Let me find him. Fuzzy. Okay. Yeah, I was at Kimball's in Oakland. This venue in Oakland called Kimball's. It's pretty cool, actually. But it was a memorial tribute / jam session for Jeff Fuzzy Young. And Jeff Fuzzy Young, apparently he was in, he did a lot of R&B singing. He sung backup vocals for a lot of people. He was also in a band, a R&B group. And let me see if I can find this R&B group that he was a part of. I know I have. I uploaded some music. Let me play some of that here in a second. Something for the People was the name of the R&B group, I guess. Yeah. It's Fuzzy. Jeff Fuzzy Young. Recently, Jeff Fuzzy Young passed away. He was one of the founding members of the 90s R&B group Something for the People. Fuzzy, along with Curtis Sauce Wilson and Rashad Cat Daddy Holiday, formed the R&B production recording trio, who is best known for their gold-selling top 5 pop R&B hit, My Love Is the The team also wrote and produced songs for many 90s artists such as Brandy, En Vogue, Samuel, Adina Howard, and Will Smith. One of Fuzzy's most notable vocal works is featured on the hook of Will Smith's Just the Two of Us. At the time of this broadcast, it appears that Mr. Young died of an apparent heart attack after recently complaining of chest pains, but the family is still waiting on the official autopsy report. Yeah, it's really sad. It was amazing though, the tribute that was going on. There was just tons and tons and tons of musicians that just nonstop were just kept flowing onto the stage. It was really amazing. But yeah, so I'm going to play some of that. Hopefully before the end of the show, I can hustle up and upload some of that. But in the meantime, how about we hear some Fuzzy with his group Something for the People? Is that what it was called? Yeah, Something for the People. This track actually was on the soundtrack for a Spike Lee movie. Girl Six. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Girl Six, but Fuzzy was on the soundtrack to Girl Six. This is their top five hit, My Love Is the Shh, by Something for the People, off of the soundtrack to Girl Six. Here it is.
Phone sex. Phone sex? I'm Girl Seven. How can I please you?
How do you like it?
Fantasies. Girl Six and my love.
Back here with you, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines now, and we have a caller in the 111 area code. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince, how are you?
Doing good. Oh. Who's this? Who are you?
This is Todd from California.
Todd from California. Good to have you here, buddy. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't know if you heard, but this is kind of a, like a, this is the news hitting the airways down here. The news about Roy Orbison. They claim that they found him living and well, working at a Snuggie factory down here. He faked his death. I don't know if you've heard this.
No, not familiar. This is breaking news to me. Tell me more.
No, they claim they found him. He's a foreman at some Snuggie factory down at Baja, California. I don't know. This was supposedly breaking news down here. I don't know if it's hit the airways all around the country. But he's fairly old. And he faked his death, but I thought his music career was over.
Yeah, well, that's funny you should say that. A lot of people fake their deaths and continue recording and ghostwriting for other people. They're so talented, they can just simply live off the royalties of their music by dying and then make a living for themselves writing, ghostwriting for other people. And that's where the term ghostwriting comes from, is because people are, quote, dead. And they're writing for you, but really they're not. They're alive. True story. So Jeff Fuzzy Young passed away, and you just heard him there in a track. From his band that he used to be in. And he, I guess he like worked with a lot of people. He worked with Eric Benet and all kinds of artists. And one of the artists he worked with was Will Smith, of all people. And Fuzzy can be is featured on the hook of this song, "Just the Two of Us." I hate fucking Will Smith, but I'm all about. I don't hate Will Smith. I'm just not a big fan of his. But anyways, this is Jeff Fuzzy Young, who just passed away the other day. This is an example of his work, a working musician, a working singer who passed away and whose life was celebrated tonight. I had a chance to partake in that celebration, and I'm going to play some of the music that I recorded some of the music tonight. I'm going to try to play a track for it. From it before I get out of here. But right now I'm going to play some Will Smith featuring Jeff Fuzzy Young, "Just the Two of Us." Yeah, hey.
Now that is a very sensitive subject.
Got your dad's ears and all. Some Sometimes I wonder what you gonna be, a general, a doctor, maybe an MC. I wanna kiss you all the time, but I will test that butt when you cut out a line. True that, why you do that? I try to be a tough dad, but you be making me laugh. Crazy joy when I see the eyes of my baby boy. I pledge to you, I will always do everything I can, show you how to be a man. Dignity, integrity, honor, and I don't mind if you lose, long as you came with it. And you can cry, ain't no shame in it. It didn't work out with me and your mom, but yo, push come to shove, you was conceived in love. So if the world attacks and you slide off track, remember one fact, I got your back.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me,
two of us.
Just me and you. Time job to be a good dad. You got so much more stuff than I had. I gotta study just to keep with the changing times. 101 Dalmatians on your CD-ROM. CD, I'm trying to pretend I know on my PC where that CD go. But yo, ain't nothing promised. One day I'll be gone. Feel the strife, but trust, life does go on. But just in case, it's my place to impart. One day some girl's gonna break your heart. And ooh, ain't no pain like from the opposite sex. Gonna hurt bad, but don't take it out on the next. Son, throughout life people will make you mad, disrespect you and treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do, cause hate in your heart will consume you too. Always tell the truth, say your prayers, hold doors, pull out chairs, easy on the swears. You're living proof that dreams come true. I love you and I'm here for you.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you. I'll be there.
Whatever you need,
woo,
just call on me.
We gon' rise.
Whatever
we gon' shine.
I'll be there for you anytime. You and I.
True that, true that.
Just the two.
Woo!
Yeah. Just the two.
This is a really good song. How much am I getting paid for this, Dad?
Welcome back. At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
I'm not Quebec.
Inspector, we've discovered the center of the drug traffic. It's one of Valmo's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
Everybody, Fence in the Bay. I'm back. All right.
Patriot Greg.
347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go back to the phone lines, and I have a 111 here. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Thank you, darling. Can I get your first name and your birth date, please?
My name is Vince. I'm in the Bay.
You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
No, I'm not. I'm in the Bay.
And you know what? Know that to be a positive thing.
Okay. Very, very well then. Anything else? Okay. I guess not. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm going to bring on my good friend Cannabis Monk now. Cannabis Monk, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on tonight, Vince? I actually just wrapped up 3 hours with Debbie Daly. You know, I go back and listen to the archives. It's a great show. Had a great time over at Debbie Daly's. Thought I'd come over and hang out with my friend Vince tonight.
Oh, cool. Right on, man. Well, I'm glad you're, glad you're getting your fix of late-night VCR.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Cool, man. I'm really sorry that I missed out on your show tonight. I know the lovely hot Janelle was in control, and I like it when she's in control. And it's a shame I missed the program. How'd things work out tonight?
She had a pretty good show tonight. She runs her show for about an hour, and she had a pretty good show. Played a lot of music. Of course, I screwed with her the entire time, which that's always fun. So,
yeah, it seems to be that seems to be your MO, dude. You kind of like mess with her pretty much nonstop, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just sort of the running gag.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of our shtick. Yeah.
Cool, man.
Give her more,
I can dig
more
it.
Crap than she honestly deserves.
I don't blame you, dude. She's a cute girl. She's fun. She's cute. She's funny. She's a complete package as far as I can tell. You're a lucky man. If only we could all have cute little co-hosts like that.
I'll pass that along.
Right on. So, what was up with you and Debbie Daly? What did you guys... I'm not depressed. I'm tired. I had a long... Who's this Carlito from Mexico? Look, Carlito. No, my husband did not leave me. I'm doing just fine. It's called I'm tired, all right? Plus, I'm a pretty mellow, laid-back, easygoing guy to begin with. All right? So just relax. okay? I had a long day. I was all over the bay. I literally was I was in the South Bay, San Francisco, and the East Bay, Oakland. All zigzagging all over the Bay Area tonight, today and tonight. And I saw a fantastic show over in Oakland. And I'm going to play some of the audio before the night's done here. But I saw some amazing musicians perform tonight. It's just unreal. Got some good video footage, too. Cannabis, you're a friend. You like the Mars Volta?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, the Mars Volta. So did you... are you familiar with their old drummer, Thomas Pridgen?
No. No.
They had a drummer for a couple of years, this young kid from Oakland, little black kid with dreadlocks, and he's an insane drum prodigy, I guess. He's been playing in bands and stuff since he was a little kid. He's just a complete whiz. He was in the Mars Volta for a while. He was like 20 years old, and he was like the music director for Keisha Cole.
Wow.
He's just a complete, you want to talk about a Gnarls Gnarlington. This guy is a Gnarls Gnarlington for sure. Thomas Pridgen, look him up. He's on the cover of one of these drummer magazines that's just came out. He's always in those drummer trade magazines. But I got some cool footage of him, and a bunch of other people do. Just some sick ass musicians here in Oakland. It's unforreal. I'm actually friends with a lot of these guys who come up and in working with. Well, actually, they all start off, for the most part, in the church. Like most of them start off playing gospel in the church, and then from there they branch out and they start playing R&B and soul music, and they start getting into funk and jazz and hip hop and stuff. And like some of my friends, dude, these kids, they're just still in their like early 20s. They're touring the world with like Lauryn Hill and my friend. He's this weekend. He played tonight at this tribute thing, but over the weekend he played drums for Jennifer Hudson one day and the next day for Too Short. Gilligan of Blog Talk Radio, what the fuck are you talking about, Fanarab? Call in, you piece of garbage. Whatever. If you don't like what I'm talking about, call in and change the conversation, change the subject, all right? Because your calls take priority. At 347-826-7667, Vince in the Bay. Just for that, I'm going to punish you with some more memorials. This one is a different track. This is entitled West Coast. Check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. West Coast, baby. That's where it's at. It's Vince in the Bay coming at you live from the Bay, the West Coast, a.k.a. the Best Coast. Hit me up, 347-826-7667. I know that's not a West Coast number. It's an East Coast number, but I'm in the Bay. Hey, what can I say? Big ups to Beach Bum 55, Cannabis Monk, Carlito from Mexico, Debbie Daly, Matilda Blankets, Fanarab, and now Adriana Lynn. Adrena Lynn, excuse me. Lovely to have all of you here with me. I'm going to take you into your early Wednesday morning. And we're already there. Congratulations. We made it. 347-826-7667 is the number. Cannabis Monk is technically here with me. If at any point you want to chime in, Monk, feel free to do so. It sounds like you've had your fill of talking on BTR, so I don't blame you if you just want to lay low on the cut.
Did have a great time hanging out with Debbie. That was a lot of fun. She had we actually had Rick. I can't even think.
Ric Flair. Ric Flair.
Yeah, Ric
Nature
Flair.
Boy, Ric Flair.
Yeah, and he was actually on there for like a good fucking hour. Yeah.
And what did he
had
have
him
to say?
And,
And what did Nature Boy have to contribute to the situation there?
What didn't Nature Boy have to contribute? Just his typical crazy Nature Boy crunchy goodness, yeah.
All right, so everybody in the chat room is really ganging up on me here. Let's see, what do we have here? My good friend Carlito from Mexico said that he hears that Vince brings his A game at the end of his show for the Stranglers. For the Stragglers. Yeah, I do actually. The show does get really good right towards the end because you're glad because it's over. All right? And Fanarab is talking about butt plugs. Find some new material, bro. Come on. Butt plugs.
I told him over there that in the chat, I said, Vince has chunks of guys like you in his stool.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate you sticking up for me, man. It's awesome. Matilda Blankets, I appreciate you sticking up for me here. Yes, Adrena Lynn, 42 minutes left. You are an astute observer of the page here on Blog Talk Radio. That page you're looking at is blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. Taking your calls for another 45 minutes or so, unless I decide to turn this little shindig off early. I got a super late start. I'm usually ending my show is usually over by now. This is typically the overtime portion of the program if I'm still on right now. Instead, I got 45 minutes to go. So if you're wondering why I sound off, that's because usually I'm in bed by now. Usually by now I've shot my wad. I've gone to XXXBunker.com, loaded up some sort of MILF scene off of there or big titty scene or whatever. So I usually go for big titties and MILFs. And I'll jump on there. I'll rub one out real quick, and I'll be in by now. I'm just kind of a blob of jello on my bed, all spent from doing BTR and jerking myself off. I mean, that's usually where I'm at right about now. Instead, I'm here now servicing you, you ungrateful pieces of garbage. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Fanarab. I can't even say your goddamn name. All right, can you phonetically spell it for me? So when I insult you, I'll know how to pronounce it correctly. Also, Matilda Blankets, thanks for sticking up for me in the chat. I appreciate that. Anywho, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay, and it's late as fuck.
Thank you, very nice.
You're correct. You're welcome, sir. I'm also partly distracted because I'm downloading. I recorded all this music tonight, this live music tonight that I'm really jazzed on. I'm really spent from that. I shot a bunch of video and recorded audio and hung out with a bunch of people. And I'm really spent from that. That was a show. That was the show for me tonight. And I'm really jazzed on this material that I got, that I recorded too. I'm going to try to get some of it uploaded here, so I'm partly distracted by that. I'd like to be distracted by a female caller. If you're a female caller and you have something you want to share with me, now's the time to do it, all right? 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Give me your dirty love, like you might surrender to the dragon in your dream. Give me your dirty love, like a pink donation to the dragon in your dream. I don't need your sweet devotion, I don't want your cheap emotion.
Whip me out some dragon lotion for your dirty love, your dirty love.
Give me your dirty love, like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love, I don't believe you've never seen his book before. I don't need no consolation, I don't want your reservation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love, your dirty love.
Come on.
tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Everybody, I'm unmuted now. All right, let's take calls, shall we? 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go straight to the phone lines. The 111, you're on the air. What's going on, bro?
Good morning, precious. It's Granny Tranny. Hi.
Oh, hey, Granny Tranny. How you doing, baby?
How you doing? How you let these whippersnappers talk to you this way? You need to whoop some ass, boy.
You got it, sister. That's right. I'm glad you're here to get me whipped up into shape here, sister.
I'm here to massage you and kick some ass.
All right, let's get this party started, sister.
Yes, how are you doing, Vince? Yes.
I'm doing great, babe, darling. Now that you're here.
Oh, I like that music. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm going to turn down the lights and you go ahead and get comfortable. I'm gonna switch into something a little more comfortable myself.
Ooh, I love it.
Let me just go ahead and peel this off, sister. I'm not going to be needing that. No, you're not going to need this either. Let me take that off there.
Ooh, can you pick up my left breast? It's on the floor.
Yeah, actually, your boobs are kind of tangled in a couple of knots here, it looks like. Let me see if I can untangle your... Yeah, hang on, let me do that. Oh, shit, you're whipping like a goddamn propeller. Holy goodness, give it to me.
Suck it to me.
Oh, shit. Oh, Vince, you're the man, Vince. Oh, yeah, Granny Tranny. Wow. That was a serious motorboat session right there.
I love your actions. Well, I was just here to wake you up.
Oh, I appreciate it, sister.
I gave your show my energy. I gave all the energy I could. Do your best, Vince. Do your best.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Granny Tranny. Thank you. I appreciate it, sister. Appreciate the love. That's right, folks. Granny Tranny, let's give it up to the sister. Respect. Maximum respect for Granny Tranny for coming out tonight / this morning / whatever the fuck it is where you are tonight. I'm Vincent the Bay, and that translated for those of our for those of us listening in Central America. We have affiliates joining us tonight in Costa Rica, Panama, and also down in Venezuela and Peru. So big ups to those listeners, and here's a little something.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Yeah, thanks to Granny Tranny for coming through. Big ups to you, sister. Thank you. Anywho, 374-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vincent LeBay. We have about a half hour to go. Where does the time go exactly? I don't know. But there's still plenty of time left for you to call and join me here on the air. Granny Tranny did. I'd love to have another lady join me here this evening. We can get it on. Granny Tranny just took me to school there. Her boobies were all, like, tangled up in knots, and when I untangled them, they sort of whipped around out of control like a propeller. It was insane. And it, like, hit me in the face a couple of times. It was nuts. I think I might have a black eye, to tell you the truth. But that was the most intense version of Motorboat I've ever played. Thank you, Granny Tranny. Appreciate that. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vincent the Bay. And you know what? I'm going to send a song out to Granny Tranny right now. You know, people get on her case because she's old. She's kind of basic. Her body's like a big shriveled up prune, and most people might find her kind of disgusting, and she does smell, and I don't know how much she bathes. In fact, I don't think she bathes. I'd be afraid to ask her when the last time she's taken a bath. Anyway, I wouldn't change any of that, because I think she's amazing just the way she is. And this goes out to you, Granny Tranny. I love you.
when you smile. The whole world stops and stares for a while. Cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Granny Tranny, you're amazing, just the way you are. Thank you for blessing me with your presence here tonight, or this morning, I guess I should say. It's Vince in the Bay. We got about a half hour to go. I could play more music, or I could take more calls. It's up to you. Your calls take priority, though. 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines now. I got a 111. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Vince.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, Vince. It's me, Carl.
Hey, Carl, what's going on? What's on your mind tonight, bro?
Oh, no. Are you busy?
Not really. Go ahead. What? Have at it, dude.
Oh, no. No, you told me to call you tonight.
I did?
Remember, we met last night at the urinals?
You're gonna have to refresh my memory. Which urinals? I was at several urinals last night with several different and met several different people. Well, you're gonna have to be more specific.
Yeah, no, it was at the toolbox, and I was peeing, and you came next to me, and you kind of gave me a love tap.
Yeah. What about it?
No, it was really sweet, and I just wanted to thank you for that. And I enjoyed dancing with you.
I enjoyed dancing with you as well. And tell your mom I said hi. Let's take another call here. Another area code 111. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
What kind of work do you do?
I'm sorry, say that again, slower.
What kind of work do you do?
What kind of work do I do?
Yes.
I am an investment banker and hedge fund manager. What do you do?
Listen to me. And you were incarcerated for a period of time, is that right?
Winning.
When did you go to jail?
Hey. Say that. Wait, you got to say that slower so I can understand it. If you just say it, it
slowly,
what's that?
Clearly, so that I can understand you. When did you
That's
go there?
When did I go where?
When did you go to jail?
When did I go to share?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm having a, you know what? I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Exactly, Charlie. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know. You know, if you're going to call in and try to troll me, it's I'm down with you trolling, but you know, if you feel like you have to disguise your voice so much and it's to the point where I can't tell what you're saying, then what's the point? Seriously. I don't care if you troll me and I can tell who you are by, you know, what your voice is. As long as you're a good troll and you have a legit thing going on, I'm going to honor it. Chivalry is not dead, kids.
Bull S. H-I-T.
I'm totally up for the challenge. I know that there's trolls out here that can out-troll me, I guess, or whatever, that can get the better of me. I'm sure of it. I know they've gotten me before, but this is somebody that's just so apprehensive about committing to their troll voice that they can't form complete sentences. They have to talk in like this staccato, like fast chirpy, you know, and you can't tell what they're saying. It's just, it's a waste of time for everybody. It really is. Let's go to another 111. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hi, it's me, Carl, again.
Oh, Carl, what's up, man?
Nothing. I was just really upset that you hung up on me.
I didn't hang up on you.
No, you did. I didn't like it. After we spent time in the urinals together, you have the audacity to hang up on me like that?
Barrel roll! Anyway, these people are idiots.
That's right, Ghost. They are complete idiots, and I don't know why you or I put up with them.
They're all idiots.
They are. They are. You're preaching to the choir, baby.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
All right, let's take calls. Another 111. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. Can I have Carl's phone number? He sounds sexy.
Yeah, let me give it to you. You ready?
Yes.
All right, it's 111, 111, 1111.
Are you being funny?
Got it?
I don't
know. No, that's what it is. I'm looking at it right now. I'm reading it to you right now. 347-826-7667 is the number.
They're all idiots.
I'm Vincent the Bay, and anybody and everybody is welcome to call in, obviously. 347-826-7667 is the number to call and torture me for the next 20 minutes. After that, it's over. I'll do another show tomorrow. And perhaps we'll get a better turnout for that. Hey, Debbie Daly's back now. Welcome back, Debbie. Debbie, you should call in. We got a few minutes left here. It'd be great to have you on. It's been a while. Just had a barrage of prank calls. Whatever. Hey, it is what it is. Dear lady, there's still time to join me. Especially if you're on the West Coast, it's still early. Like me, if you're on the West Coast, ladies, especially if you're here in California, you know, it's only 1 a.m. here, it's 10 after 1. Things are just getting warmed up. So, all right, you know, you don't have to be a California girl. It's all right. If you're anywhere in the world and you're awake and you want to join me here, got about 20 minutes to go, ladies. 347-826-7667. I do love those California girls, though.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet, and wild. There must be something in the water. Break your necks, trying to creep a little sneaky.
up cause it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, west coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her bun. The girls are free, she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play, I love the bay, just like I love LA. Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys banging out, all that ass hanging out. Bikinis, bikinis, martinis, no weenies, just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady, look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you representing California.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince the Bay. Back here with you for another 15 minutes live, and then who knows, we might just keep going into overtime. And I want to go straight to the phone lines now and take a good friend of the program, Mrs. Debbie Daly. Debbie Daly, how you doing?
Vance.
Debbie.
Vance. Are we on the network?
Debbie.
Are we on the network? Aura?
Oh, my God.
Aura Shango?
Debbie.
Vance?
Oh, my God.
Cannabis knocks me in my ass. Oh, my God. Chrissy, are you on the network with me, Chrissy?
No, I'm on chat with Vince in the Bay.
You're sitting in between two beautiful men. Hi, Vince. How are you? Why am I still talking?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm stoked to have two lovely ladies here with me on air. It's about time. I don't know who said it in the chat, but they're like, Vince is just saving it up to the very end, and they were right. It's surprise, guys. Surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't want to blow it, but
you funny, Dad. We are
you guys,
topless.
Yeah, Debbie, and her good friend Chrissy are naked in the tiny chat room. If you're missing out, if you're not in the insider extreme room, you're missing out, kids.
Chrissy, put those girls up. Put the girls up. It's too early in Denmark. Chrissy,
like this.
Chrissy's got the cleavage cam going.
Chrissy, baby girl, might get me right there.
It's all natural.
Hey, yeah. Beach Bum, you take a load off, bro. You rest the rest of the show, all right?
What's he doing?
Beach Bum,
who is that?
Are you watching in the tiny chat, Debbie?
Mm-hmm. I'm in tiny chat.
You see Beach Bum in there?
He's
relaxing with his dog in there, and he's like sucking on a lollipop. Beach Bum, I want to make sure you just relax for the rest of the show, okay? Don't do anything that would strain yourself in any way.
You know, it's so funny.
Hairy nipples.
Chrissy's in.
What is that about? This is the thing: is I look into. I don't follow the chat avidly during the show, and I periodically just glance in there, and I just pick up random lines like from Fan. I'm not even going to say what the hell his name is. I'm just going to call him Fan from now on because he's obviously a big fan of my show.
Okay.
And I look down and all it says is hairy nipples.
Ew.
What?
No.
That's disgusting. That's horrible.
Yep. I'm going to cam up and show y'all my weenie dog because he looks just like that guy.
Oh, please do. Oh, heaven's sake. For the love of God, please.
I don't have my makeup on, so I'm not going to look beautiful. I don't have any pants on either. I don't have any pants on, bitch.
Neither do I. It's okay. None of us do. None of us do.
We don't
all right.
need pants in Tiny Chat, baby. You know that.
That's right, baby.
All right. Are we going to be naughty, naughty people then? All right. All right, baby. I'm going to go without pants then.
All right. Hey, you guys, hang tight. We got a lot of calls here. We got to take some calls before we finish up the live show. Let's go to area code 208. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Adrena Lynn.
Adrena Lynn, thank you so much for calling in. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, just you. I'm just in the chat room having a good time.
Oh, good. I'm glad you are. I've been trying to join in there, and every time I come in, like I said, I catch like a random line that like that from Fan that says like hairy nipples. How am I supposed to respond to that?
I don't know, but I'd love you to join in. I love that.
Really?
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
I will join in, sister.
Okay. Well.
So where are you calling from exactly?
I am calling from the western part of the United States.
Excellent. Are you in California as well? Are you California?
I'm not, but I am from Laguna Beach, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Do you know that area? I can
Laguna
draw
Beach,
you a map
not...
on my body, and you can find it.
Please do. And put it up in the tiny chat, too. Are you in the tiny chat right now? Do you
I
know
don't
how to get
even
over there?
Know what that is, but it sounds fun.
All right. You're in the regular chat room for Blog Talk Radio, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
All right. Right now I'm going to post a link into the chat room. Click on that link and open that in another window, and
uh-huh.
that's the tiny chat. That's where all the Insider Extreme stuff is happening, and you get to see behind-the-scenes stuff. Like when I'm playing music, I usually jerk off to porn during songs.
Really?
You get to see that. You get to see
that on my
camera. Yeah, it's fun.
Mm.
And you can participate. You can put your own camera up there.
You have
to sign up. I think you have to sign up, though. It's just like Blog Talk. You sign up. You make a profile or whatever, or a screen name. It's really easy. It's simple. It's free. It's no biggie, but it's fun. It's just another chat room that sometimes the BTR chat room gets, like, really buggy and stuff. And it won't – lately, like, half the time when I log on to a show, like, the chat will never load. Like, Debbie, there's a lot of times where I've been trying to listen to your show. Well, I can listen to it, but the chat just never opens. And so I devised this whole tiny chat thing as a workaround. So if people can't encounter that problem, they can go over there. And you
Is
can also see
like
me on
yours?
Video.
Is this like I just – like open it and see all these people on cameras.
Yeah, that's
just like
that's
you. Like I'm gonna find you there. Like Vince, are you Vince?
Yeah, that's me.
Wow, I see you.
You do see me.
Yes.
If you have a webcam, you can throw it up there too.
Well,
Debbie's
thank
got her
you.
Webcam
I am
up.
So glad to be on your radio show. This is so wonderful.
Yeah, it's great to have you. You're welcome here anytime.
Yep.
It's basically just a call-in show. I mean, sometimes it turns into basically like a big party line chat room thing, which is cool.
I sound over 50, so let me take out my teeth.
No.
And maybe I can, like, play granny. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody's laughing, but it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, you could be a gamilf.
Yeah,
is that what they call grandma? Milf's butt. No, Milf's butt with the grandma Milf's.
Yeah, the with the G.
Gamilf.
Gilf. Gilf.
Gilf. Grandma, I'd like to fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay,
we can talk later, Vince.
Chris. Absolutely. Let's connect offline for sure.
Definitely.
Anytime.
Thank you so much, and your show is awesome.
Anytime.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. She's more than welcome to return here at any point in time. Just
the puppy you wanted to see.
Okay. Moving on. We got a 111 blocked number. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vince.
Hello? Hey, who's this?
Vince, hey, it's Frank Galata.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Frank?
Vince, yeah, listen, Vince, you got to keep it down. I can't sleep up here. Marjorie's got calisthenics in the morning. We're supposed to have Jell-O for breakfast. I can't sleep. Can you just keep it down, please, Vince?
You got it. No problem. No problem. I have no clue who that was, but moving on. Another 111. You're on the air. All right. Got a couple minutes left to go here. If anybody else wants to join in the cavalcade of excitement that we call disorderly conduct, we've got only a couple minutes left. Good times. Well, I want to thank Granny Tranny for calling in earlier. That was fun. I really appreciated that call. That was nice. Granny Tranny has a show here on BTR. What's funny is Granny Tranny called in, but Granny Tranny was not in the chat room. It's odd. But whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. It's been a pleasure talking with you this evening. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Adrenaline, you are more than welcome to join me here again, sister. If you want to catch up with me on the internet, I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I'm also available in the archives here at blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. If you can't get enough of me, just go in the archives. Tons of shows. Tons of shows. I did some interesting one-off shows recently. Did the Oscar special, did a Grammys special. Yeah. I apologize. I didn't get that music loaded up in time. I'm gonna do it later this week. But I had a great time at that show, and I'm really tuckered out, as you can tell. But it was a lot of fun hanging out with all of you. Adrenaline, Beach Bum 55, Cannabis Monk, Carlito from Mexico, Debbie Daly, Guest 348, Matilda Blankets, Fan, and all the guest listeners, thank you so much for joining me, and check me out again tomorrow night when I broadcast from my regular time, hopefully. Yeah, I should be on regular time tomorrow, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay. Tomorrow night will be New Releases Tuesday. Tons of new music out. Actually, I think it's technically available now. So I will collect some of that new music and play it for you tomorrow night. And before I sign off here, Debbie Daly, really quick, anything you want to share? You want to pimp your show or anything you want to plug before we go?
No, I just Debbie I Dale. Just want to say that. Sorry, I missed out on Debbie Daly's show. Debbie.
Say that one more time.
I'm just going to apologize to Debbie because I missed out on her show this morning.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's available on the archive. I think she had Cannabis Monk. She had Cannabis Monk on
Patriot Greg.
Right. Yeah, sorry. Chrissy, you were Patriot Gregging there. You're breaking in and out. But it's okay. We got to go anyway. Wait, one more caller. 111. One more call. 111. You're on the air.
Hello, Vince.
Yeah, who's this?
It's me, Carl.
Carl, what's up? Real quick.
You did a great show tonight, Vince. And
thanks, man.
Can you just leave the back door open?
No problem. Appreciate it, Carl. That's it. Good night, everybody. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And in the meantime, check me out in the archive, blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. That's it. Peace out, yo.
Me at the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate.
Yeah, hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I guess I'm in overtime here. Debbie Daly, are you still there? Are you seeing what I'm seeing in this tiny chat? Debbie Daly? Earth's Debbie Daly. Are we on the network? Hello? Well, whatever. It is what it is. Rafina's putting on a nice little show here in the chat. Let's talk about an insider extreme to remember, folks. do you need some music, or do you want some music to get you going here? You need some stripping music? What's up? I got porn. I've got my porn music. It's always a crowd pleaser. Anyway, Vince in the Bay back here with you. Very, very happy to have all the folks hanging out in the tiny chat room.
Aww.
Debbie, is that you?
Am I on? Can you hear me or anything?
You're on. Yes, you've been on for a little while. I've been trying to.
Chrissy!
Trying to talk.
What's going on the bottom? Oh, I thought it was two people.
I'm sorry. All right.
Did my wiener
die? I have Debbie Daly.
This is Little. Look, there's another wiener dog you can flirt with.
Yeah, everybody's playing with their wiener dogs. I'm just playing with my wiener looking at Rafina.
Can you see Little?
Waiting for her next move. She's putting on a nice little show in here for my Insider Extreme members. I thank everybody for hanging out in the chat. I am in the OT here on the show. It's
Little.
Yes, Debbie.
What is this, a strip?
What's that? All right. Well, Debbie is. I think I'm going to mute you, Debbie, because you're kind of there and then you're not. Let's see what's going on here. All right. So. Anywho, it's Vince in the Bay. What do you expect? Can't take any more calls here, but I do want to thank everybody for hanging out in the tiny chat. It's fun to watch. I don't know what's more exciting, watching Rafina tease everybody on the camera in here, or watching everybody's reaction to it, like. Beach Bum and his little dog are like so ready to just explode. But notice how Beach Bum, you can only see him from the waist up now too. Wow, we have cleavage action for sure. Rafina is going nuts in the Insider Extreme. See, this is what I'm talking about, folks. I think I need to expand to a video podcast. I don't think it's enough just to be an audio only podcast. I think I need to have some video accompanying it. I've actually been thinking about this for a while. I've been thinking of doing a video show, like a Ustream show, you know, like once a week, maybe, like still do my audio program, audio podcast, BTR show, but also at the same time, I want to add a Ustream show once a week. I'm thinking maybe Sunday nights, and make that video and audio. And incorporate some of this kind of shit. Like, this tiny chat is cool. Company Chat and Ustream. I'm digging both of them. It's fun to have the Tiny Chat going in tandem with whatchamacallit. BTR. But I think I want to do Ustream show. Like kind of like what Ronnie Rucker does with Beneath Everything. Was it Saturday nights? He plays videos, he plays music, he does little sketches, he does little man on the street type video things. And that's my background. I did a lot of video production work, and I went to film school. I've made a lot of short films and stuff, music videos and all kinds of stuff. So I could easily do like a variety show. I used to do cable access show. I used to do a cable access show at San Jose for a while. So I think I might resurrect some of the stuff that I did back then, but whatever. I wish I could take calls still. I'm really stoked that I have all these beautiful people in my tiny chat here. It's not my tiny chat either, really. It's technically Evan's tiny chat. Evan, he created this tiny chat. And big ups to him. Thanks, Evan, for coming through and creating this tiny chat, giving us a chance to experience the beauty and the wonder of friends of the program, such as tonight, Rafina. And the other night, we had Hot Janelle in here. She was steaming up the tiny chat room the other night as well. So I appreciate that. It adds a fun little dimension to the program, I guess. It's kind of like Debbie Daly when she does the network, the DebbieDaly.com, which I would encourage everybody to check out. I know Cannabis Monk hung out with her. I'm going to have to go check out that archive for sure. DebbieDaly.com. Her program today, the Monk, was on it for all 3 hours. It's awesome. But yeah, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. Thanks to everybody for coming through. I think I've lost all control of my switchboard, so I may not be able to even play any sign-off music. Oh, no, I can still play some sign-off music. Yeah. What should I play here? Well, I had a good time hanging out. Granny Tranny called in, if that was the real Granny Tranny. Granny Tranny, if I'm not mistaken, Granny Tranny is part of the Flawless crew. And I didn't notice. And one thing I know for sure is the Flawless crew all ride together. They all roll at the same time. And none of those people were in there in the chat room. Granny Tranny wasn't in the chat room. Nobody is in the chat room. So somebody is posing as Granny Tranny. And that's fine, whatever. It's not a big deal. But it was fun nonetheless. But I don't think that was the real Granny Tranny. I'm just saying. We all ride together. That's right. We're all riders, right? In some way, shape, or form. Oh, well, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I can totally hear you, Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Hang on.
Having trouble hearing everybody here. Hello, Chrissy.
Hello, sweetie.
Hello,
TT. Because I got out of your chat and I got out of Vince's chat. I'm just hearing everything in Tiny Chat right now.
Yeah, I'm only in Tiny Chat also. Vince, are you okay? Did you have a show?
I'm doing great. I'm in Tiny Chat, I'm in BTR, and I'm in my house in reality. In the Bay.
I love the way you say in the Bay.
BTR.
In the Bay. Yeah. You know, hey, it is what it is. I traveled over the Bay itself tonight.
I'm sorry. That man beach bum is funny.
Yeah, he's a trip. He is. You missed it last night. I had the Jew on, and that guy was putting up signs saying, like,
I was there. Remember? I was there.
Oh, were you? Oh, you saw that? Oh, okay.
It said the Jew sucks cock.
Didn't
it say the Jew sucks cock? Moderation is the key.
Yeah, there it is. You guys are hearing an echo. Well, Rafina, if you're hearing an echo, I don't know what to tell you.
Who was the stripper?
What stripper?
There's some girl that wore boobies and stuff. Is it me?
I think there's an echo because Debbie and I are both on Tiny Chat at the same time. And I've got her on my BTR show still, technically, too.
Oh, I turned your
BTR show
off.
Well, you're still on my switchboard. You're unmuted too.
Oh, okay.
So you're on the show.
We're on the network. Stop it! I saw your hand go over there and click that. Should you mute me on the switchboard?
No, I shouldn't.
Oh, so maybe I should mute myself on Tiny Chat?
No, don't mute yourself. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to end the show on BTR, and I'll just hang out on Tiny Chat with you folks. Let me just do a little something here. Take care of that. What else should we do here? We should say goodbye to everybody. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I appreciate it. Apologize if you tuned in all the way to the end here. There wasn't really a whole lot going on in overtime. Jeez, I did, what, a good half hour of OT, too. And look at that. Anyway, that's it. I'm out of here. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceTheBay. In the meantime, I'm going to go into the Tiny Chat and watch more of my good friend Rafina, and hopefully she's got some more boobies to show me. That was beautiful, sister. Nice.
process it, losers.